This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Running with things wide open. Good thing, Doug Steffen, hello. Jennifer Horn, hello.
Hello.
Ann Kessler, hello. Rich McFadden, hello. McFadden likes to use traffic as an excuse sometimes before he gets himself into the seat. So, all right, we've got plenty. We don't really need him at all. We don't really need Jennifer at all. Kenny.
You know what? Then I'm going to leave for a week, and you see how you do.
Yeah. All right, so here we go with another hour of conversation. The snow in Buffalo and the weather. I had a sort of a twist here. I was talking about the snow and the 9 feet and stuff, and I gave short shrift to the latest alarm on global warming. Last month was the hottest October on record worldwide since records worldwide started to be kept, which was the year 2010.
No. Well, there you go. Right.
Now, this goes back about 100, and records have been kept, records have been kept for a long time, but not officially, 150 years or so. So 2014 is on pace to be the hottest year on record around the world. Most Americans not too concerned about what's going on around the world, concerned about what's going on here in America. Mm-hmm. So if we go back over the record, for example, I'll take New England as an example. New England had the coolest summer on record for decades. We had 4 days, count them, 4 days that were over 90. That was it for the whole summer. Normally, we might have the month of August, like July, mid-July to mid-August, can be pretty hot, pretty humid.
Right?
Right. Yeah, pretty unpleasant if you got a lot of work to do outside like we on the farm have to do. Know it. Sweat. So the idea that you can take, and this is what bugs me about this, people encapsulate all this information and they say, oh, look at this, it's the hottest October record. Well, maybe when you take a synapse of all of the places around the world, the equator is warmer, the poles have been colder, it's called variation, it's called reality.
Weather
it's
patterns.
Called the history of weather patterns on the planet. So, for those who keep, and this maybe becomes
that's
tiresome.
That's disappointing to many, though, because people like to bang the drums about global warming.
Well, there's a lot of money to be made here.
You got to get that Prius and all those things, yeah.
Well, but the Mr. Gruber, you know, we were all talking about Gruber, the consultant who helped put together the plans for Obamacare. Do you know that for every issue, for every single platform or program the federal government and the state governments have, there are Grubers. There's a Gruber for everything. There are these experts, these consultants, the lawyers. They charge hundreds of dollars an hour for their services. And the same thing is true with the quote-unquote experts that work for the National Oceanographic and Ungabungalunga, or the Department of Environment. Oh, what's happening with them? So they find these people that agree with their contention, and they go do studies, and they have more agreement, and they say, look at this. Wow, we better be careful, because pretty soon the planet is going to be destroyed. What do we hate? We fear. We fill people full of fear, and they vote for the people who are going to fix the problem, going to save the world. They're not going to save the world from anything. The world's going to do what the world is going to do. It doesn't make any difference. And you fools, these flowers who say, we're ruining the planet with jet fuel and the planes flying at 35,000. Are we affecting the climate? Are we affecting the atmosphere? Yeah, of course we are. But you know what? What I get a kick out of, all these people say, it's not natural, man-made. Hello, last time I checked, man was part of the evolution of the planet. Mm-hmm. So whatever man is doing,
it's part of the plan, right?
It's part of what's going on the planet as it progresses. The same as what the dinosaurs did was what the dinosaurs did and how they affected the planet. Or what the species of worm that we have underneath the pile of manure is doing for the future of the planet. Or this stuff, it is entertaining to listen to it. But other than that, and if you realize how foolish, back to Gruber and talking about the stupidity of the American voter, we've created this system where we have a, what is it, $1.7 trillion annual budget, which is created around the needs of the people who are running the government, not you, but the people who are running the government, who justify their existence. Do you know how many different consultants the president and the administration hired before they came up with this immigration plan? What do you think? Somebody in the White House was sitting around scratching their navel and they said, hey, how about we try this? No! They hired dozens of consultants.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have given heavy contributions, in this case, to Democratic candidates. So that's how they get noticed. Okay, Mr. Gruber, who have you given to in your last 10 years of business? Well, let's see here. Gave to the governor of Vermont. Oh, got a contract in Vermont. Good for you. Gave to the governor of Massachusetts. Oh, look at that contract in Massachusetts. Gave to Obamacare. Oh, look at that contract in the Obama administration. This is how this whole thing works. So, to maybe underscore what Gruber says, we are stupid. Right? I mean, think about it. We are the beneficiaries of our own foolishness. The headlines today are all created by people that have been hired. All of the political or governmental headlines, all of them, whether it be the weather, immigration, the government aid packages and unemployment programs and the FDA and all of the regulations they're coming out with, those are all departments that have consultants up the wazunga that you're paying for. That's part of the budget. And these people take part of what they make at your behest. Okay, let's charge $400 an hour for our services, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of that, $40 an hour is going to go to this campaign, and $20 an hour is going to go to that campaign, and $10 an hour is going to go to that campaign.
And that's how it works.
That's how it works. It's a treadmill of corruption and grist. So, having said that, what I think the most important story of the day is, would you like to know what I think?
Yeah, I would.
Maybe not most important, but the most interesting story is the story of this 12-year-old kid who may become the first real-life X-Man. He got an electric shock and apparently it magnetized his body. There's a picture of this kid.
You know he must think that's the coolest thing ever. Look, Mom, I'm a magnet. I can stick to the refrigerator.
.com. His name is Nikolai. He somehow or other leaned on a lamppost with faulty wiring, and the resulting electric shock has turned him into a living magnet. So when he walks by a light post, he gets sucked over, bang, into the light post.
I like the noise that you made for that.
Bang! Bang! Into the light post. He says, when I woke up the next day after the shock, got out of bed, I found some coins that had been lying on the mattress stuck to my body.
That wouldn't be a bad robbery technique. Just go to people's pockets, right?
Right, exactly. Having breakfast, dropped my spoon, it stuck to my chest.
It doesn't hit the floor.
It's been compared to Magneto, the bad guy in X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I don't have any control over my magnetism. Now, there are a lot of women.
You know what? Neither do I, Dougie.
I was waiting for that one. That generous
it's
every day.
Not,
except
hard.
Next week.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Here we go.
All right, so anyway, that was kind of a cute story. You can see a picture of this kid at DougStefan.com. Right next to that is a big orange box. You know what goes on in that big orange box, Jennifer?
Buzz.
Buzz box. There is on every page at DougStefan.com a big orange box. And across the top of it is emblazoned, get your free pound of coffee from Buzzbox Coffee. People say, oh, what does that mean? It means just what is inferred. You want a free pound of the most delicious coffee the earth has ever seen? Buzzbox Coffee, that's a powerful claim, isn't it? Jennifer, is this the best coffee you've ever drank?
It is. Honestly. And truthfully, yes.
I mean, other than the stuff you put a little scotch in.
Oh, well, of course, that makes it instantly better. But you can do that with BuzzBox, too.
You can. BuzzBox and scotch. What a combo. All right, so the BuzzBox coffee box at DougSteffen.com. Suggest you call 866-456-7805. Or just click on the box, and you can follow along, get the info on how it is that I decided to connect with BuzzBox, why I wanted to make them the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and thus doing that, offering you the opportunity to get a free pound of coffee, which you will smell and taste and then think, wow, have I been missing something? I want more of this. And therefore, you'll sign up, and you'll get a monthly bag of coffee, grind it up yourself if you want, or you can get it ground already. Arabica coffee, best in the world. Customers love it. I get all kinds of testimonials from people. And you know what makes this even better? When you sign up and you're all set and you start talking to other people about how swell it is, everybody that you refer to join the BuzzBox coffee movement,
they say, Doug Steffen, you still use the word swell?
Swell.
And then they say, okay, tell me more about the coffee.
All right. You'll get you probably never have to pay for your coffee again. If you send somebody every month to sign up for the BuzzBox coffee thing, you'll get a free pound of coffee every time you send somebody new. So you can get free coffee the rest of your life. Check it out. BuzzBox coffee. Sign up for the first pound free at 866-456-7805.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make all of your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of all these sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserves, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy...
The the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with this Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Everybody knows this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows this song. Okay, who's singing it? That's the question. One hit wonder time on Good Day.
Not that I had a strange dream.
Sounds like a girl.
I sailed away to China in a little rough boat to find.
But don't be fooled. Why'd you turn the music down?
Because you started talking.
That's when you start paying attention to me talking. Decide to take on this challenge is to figure out who this is. A lot of people will be going to their, what is that thing, Schnabuse? What do they call that thing there?
If you have, Shazam? Wait, what did we call it before?
Schnabuse.
I actually like that as a name for some alcohol. I'm going to have myself a shot of Schnabuse.
Schnabuse. Okay, so anyway, you could hold your smartphone up to the speaker and listen to this, and then you'd figure out who this was singing the song in case your brain wasn't working.
Hold on 1 second.
Right, you can do that, Richie.
Jerry, what song is this?
Never met another girl like you.
With me,
younger. Never met another girl like you.
Serious,
don't.
Drag me
on. She is?
If I meet another girl.
I already told her
the
name.
I unless she thought she'd
got it. She'd say it? Like, do we hear it?
Or is it searching out its answer? Alright. I know what it is already. I'm being scared.
There is a story behind the story here. If you know what this artist's name is, it's 888-302-DOUG to win the prize, which is a CD full of one-hit wonder hits. One hit. That was it for this New York-born musician, composer, record producer. Song was number one on the pop music charts during this week in 1983. Call it us now and tell us what the name of the one-hit wonder artist is. Early years of his career were as one half of the folk duo that played intimate Greenwich Village clubs. In 78, he moved to L.A., became successful at singing on TV commercials and background vocals. He was with Bette Midler and Ricky Lee Jones. Why are you stopping music? Is it over? Is it that short or something?
2 minutes and 24 seconds.
Wow. Right,
2 minutes and 22 seconds.
In and out.
Start it over again if you want.
2:57. Here we go.
Following 1983's Break My Stride, there were numerous attempts to get back into the top pop charts, but nothing happened. Seeing his career not going anywhere, he decided to focus more on composing. So he wrote the songs that were recorded by many hitmakers like Christina Aguilera, Kelly Clarkson, Miley Cyrus, King Charles. I don't know who King. Who's King Charles?
Not a dog.
Yeah, King Charles Spaniel. Yeah.
All right. Today he continues to be successful writing, producing, and recording songs in Los Angeles. Who is this? Crank it up, Richie. I'm gonna break my style. I think it's one of those more recognizable tunes. Sometimes you remember them, sometimes you don't. Okay, let's see here. I am tempted to go to El Paso, Richie. Then I'm tempted to go to Vero Beach. And then I'm tempted to go to Tucson.
Ooh.
Let's see. Last time I did this, in my mind, I gave away CDs to all the people who were on the phone.
That'd be fun.
Because everybody had it.
And we can have follow-up questions.
All right, hold on a second.
Let's do it.
Michael, who is this?
I say Matthew Wilder.
Really? Okay, hold on just a second. Hugh, who is this?
Matthew Wilder.
All right, hold on just a second. Marcus, who's this?
Matthew Wilder.
Really? You're all set, right? You want to win the CDs? All right, Richie, or whoever's there, Kara's probably going to talk to all three of these guys. Give them all one of our CDs. It's Friday. Fun Friday on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies, younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to a local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
You want in? Shark Tank Nation wants you as we see. Shark Tank Nation wants 5 bucks a week.
I'll make you a million.
Just like that.
So make the deal.
It just got whacked.
Money,
the nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Stephen, good day. Program heard around the country and around the world on great radio stations. And also, you can find us 24 hours a day, all dog, all the time. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Richie likes TuneIn Radio, TalkStream Live, CRNTalk.com, RadioAmerica.org, DougStephan.com, GCNLive.com. We're everywhere. Everywhere we have. Get the app, though, for TuneIn Radio. It's kind of cool. So Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington with the lovely Kara, who replaces the not-so-lovely Michael, although we're going to miss Michael for lots of different reasons. Kara's going to have to, Richie, going to have to teach Kara how to be bland, flat, and uninteresting.
I'm going to miss her in the morning.
She's taking lessons from Michael right now as we speak.
Perfect.
How to be the most. She said the other day, she goes, I said, how's it going? She goes, well, it's fine, but I think I'm moving a little bit slower than Michael would like. And I said, that's impossible. If Michael were a superhero, he'd be the sloth.
Aw. Hi, Jennifer Hoyne is here for her last day for a week. Ken Kessler is here. So, Richie, you and Kenny will be here next week, right?
We will.
During Thanksgiving week. The story of the day for lots of you is a reverbal... The White House immigration plan. No real surprises. And the least surprising event will be the Republicans submitting a bill to make sure that none of what Mr. Obama suggested last night he wanted to have... will happen. Thawing, chilly relations. I thought the president said at the election he was going to work with the Republicans. Wasn't there a meeting or something?
Doing a good job of it so far.
Well, he had a dinner on Wednesday night at the White House for all the supporters and interested parties
Republicans.
No Republicans were invited. Listen.
You know, the more I think about this immigration thing he did last night, the more it's so pointless.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of hooey.
They weren't deporting anybody anyway.
No, it's nothing.
They aren't doing anything about illegals in the country. So
now
for
it's
him
just
to say,
official.
Oh, we're not going to deport anybody? They weren't doing it anyway.
Okay, I want to know who in America is hacking into Chinese websites. We got all these stories every week. The Chinese are here, the Russians hacking this and that. So who is going to become a part of the club that does this in reverse? Why aren't we hacking into whatever we can hack into?
Dougie, you are so on the ball. I heard yesterday on the news that they are looking into that the NSA wants to do this, and so they're trying to rally support because they say that the Chinese can actually hack into our electricity, into our water grids, and shut us down. And so the NSA says, "Hey, we better learn how to do that to them so that we have some fire."
Wait a second. Hold on a second. What sort of is there any common sense being exercised here at all? We're the biggest customers China has for the crap that it makes. So what possible use could there be for them to cripple our economy? That cripples their economy.
Right.
They stumble, they fall.
They wouldn't.
They could.
Oh, well. And that's the point.
Yeah. You know, I could do a lot of things, too, that I'm not doing. I could say, Richie, you're fired.
Just the fact that our electrical grid is
vulnerable.
Hackable.
Public internet in such a way that we can hack it. Right. And our the ability to for us to move fuel around, gasoline and oil, they can hack into that.
Well, especially because if China can do it, at some point that technology can either be sold or it can be stolen. And it's just not good. You want to, you know, you got to be able to protect us against people that maybe aren't China that
if
are
going to
hurt us.
The Chinese can do it. The Russians are doing
the
it.
The Nigerians want to do it.
Anybody can shut us down. So let's say the Chinese come to us. And they say, you know what? Mm-hmm. You're going to pass this trade bill or else.
All right.
And I rub you wrong time.
With no lights.
You're right.
And no heating gas.
Bye-bye.
All right, speaking of gas,
excuse me.
Apparently Officer Darren Wilson is going to resign. So that will put to rest all of the quote-unquote fear. Well, if he was smart, he'd go. I said this last week. Go to move. Go get a job in Arkansas. Find a job in Mississippi.
If he were smart, he'd write a book.
Yeah.
Sell it to become a movie.
Be all over the place.
Take a few million bucks and retire on an island somewhere.
See you later, alligator.
And he may be doing all of that.
Just
he may resign and disappear.
Right. Good. That'll be good for everybody. Let's see here. Another thing that I'm tired of talking about is Bill Cosby. Can we pass on that? You know what I saw that was really interesting?
How about you swallow this little pill and drink?
The United States has performed a top secret mission. The two prisoners that were in North Korea, get them out. However, one of the guys that came out said, I didn't really want to leave. I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay in North Korea.
Okay.
Why would you want to do that?
Why'd they take Dennis Rodman with them?
Yeah.
Let him stay.
Yeah. Apparently, he had time. He had opportunities to leave. The government said, you can go. He said, no, I think I want to stay. It was all this big, oh, we freed the Americans. He didn't want to come home. He wanted to stay there, play basketball with Kim Jong-un. Whatever else they
money well spent.
Yeah, right. Another great American. They can't save the guys being beheaded over in the Middle East, but they can go save this boob in North Korea who doesn't want to come home in the first place. Unbelievable. Okay, so here's a good story. You ready for a good story?
Please.
Good story.
Yes.
This is at DougSteffen.com. Story of an NFL player. I mentioned this briefly yesterday because I was going through a number of NFL players or sports figures that were in the news. And this gentleman's name came up. And his name is Jason Brown, by the way. He'd been playing for the St. Louis Rams for quite a while. Good football player. Decided he'd had enough playing football. Didn't want to endanger himself anymore by getting whacked around, had enough money in the bank. So he bought 1,000 acres of land in North Carolina and has become a farmer. He's growing crops. the video at DougStefan.com. Richie, you got some audio there, I think.
I do.
There is, he's on an old Ford tractor. He didn't even buy new tractors. He bought old, right? An old Ford tractor. And the video shows him plowing up sweet potatoes that he planted on a five-acre lot. It's got 1,000 acres of land. Decided he'd help the local poor people who don't have enough to eat. So all that whole five-acre crop of sweet potatoes, he gave to some harvest group that helps provide food for people who don't have enough food. What a great thing. What a great story. And the reporter, as you might expect, underscores the part of the story that he underscores is, are you a fool for leaving the NFL? Your agent says. This is, I guess Brown actually said that it was the agent said, this is the dumbest thing you've ever done, pal. So I'm reaching, I don't know if you got any of the audio there.
I do, right here. Yeah. Yeah.
At one point, number 60, Jason Brown was one of the best centers in the NFL. At one point, he had a five-year, $37 million contract with the St. Louis Rams. And at one point, he decided it was all meaningless and just walked away from football.
Mm. My agent, he told me, he said, you're making the biggest mistake of your life. And I looked right back at him. I said, no, I am not.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am not.
All right, so good for him.
So what could
the story
possibly
Trump? That you hear, if you want to watch the video, get the whole thing, is his First Fruits Farm. That's what he calls it. The First Fruit Farm. And he doesn't know anything about farming. He admits that. He goes to YouTube and watches other people farm. And that's how he's picking up what he's learning on farming. He's got a nice spread, at least what I saw in the video. Great barns. And there is a temptation.
Made the news again this week. You know why?
Why is that, Richie?
His pregnant wife started to go into labor, and they couldn't. She was, in labor, so they called an ambulance to come help, and the ambulance didn't get there in time. He had to deliver the baby on their farmhouse floor.
Yeah.
And delivered
that's been so done before.
8-pound, 9-ounce baby boy named Lunsford Bernard Brown III in honor of his older brother who was killed in Afghanistan.
There you go. What's wrong with that? Hmm. Good.
Cool.
Says my wife and I were one praying couple.
Mm-hmm. Well, he appears to be fairly devout. I get that, Kenny, from this, don't you? He's kind of a devout guy. He wants to help the poor and that sort of thing. And
seems like a neat guy, huh?
Yeah, he does actually seem like quite a neat guy. I like watching the video, and you will too. Check it out. Headlines from today's show. Check the video there about James Brown.
And Jason Brown.
James Brown.
Wow. Guy. Sweet potato. Sweet potato.
Get back to yourself. Isn't it better to tell a story like that than to focus on Bill Cosby? Although there is. I'll give you 2 seconds on Donald Trump, who thinks he needs to talk about Bill Cosby.
Donald Trump is a great advisor, yes.
He says that the problem with Cosby is he needs a better PR team. They're not doing a good job.
He's right there.
Uh-huh.
Crisis PR would be all over this, you know.
Right. And Trump's been in plenty of hot water, and he's been able to get himself out of it because either his own personality or the people that he's got around him are able to discredit the allegations that have surfaced against him. Or he just boldly looks people right in the eye and said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Cosby has said nothing.
I'd rather sing a song.
But
what?
It's not okay.
It isn't?
No, Richie's being a racist bigot.
I love this show. This is why I'm upset. Yeah. The cause is.
This show's over. Everything that he's touched, gone, done, finished.
Because I grew up with Fat Albert thinking, you know what? This guy's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Raven Simone says he never did anything to her.
Okay, that's good to know.
Well, because people were saying on the internet that
she did.
But she said, nope, not me.
Well, it doesn't make any difference at this point whether he's vindicated or not. There's enough smoke.
Because his reputation's ruined.
Right. All right, here's somebody with a good reputation in the news today. Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Canceling an appearance at the firearms trade show after learning that a group representing victims of gun violence was gathering signatures urging him not to attend. Smart. See, his publicist and him, common sense. He made the decision when he was told the Shooting Hunting Outdoor Trade Show, hosted by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a group that lobbies for gun owners, He thought that this was a sporting group. He didn't know it was gun owners or manufacturers. Thought it was a group of sportsmen.
Man up, Jay. You'll be fine.
Nah, he doesn't have to go. They got somebody collected $6,000. Nah, why go into something that's he's not controversial.
No, he's not.
Never wanted to be. All right, speaking of controversy, Jennifer Horn, who's one of the most controversial members of the Doug Stephan Good Day clan, is going to update us lots and lots of television news, so stand by for that here on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Jen Jen.
Dougie.
Jamie Horowitz, who was the fellow that was supposedly going to shape up the Today Show.
Yeah.
Got shipped out.
Yes. Well, the Today Show has been in the news quite a bit this week because there are rumors that everybody was going to get fired.
NBC's biggest drama.
Look at you. I know. Kind of morphing from a morning show to a reality show. Here's what's been going on. Horowitz was hired to oversee Today so that it would take back the ratings that Good Morning America has. Now, they say at NBC he had bold and good ideas, but he approached his plan with guns blazing. He wanted to fire most of the anchor team, including Savannah Guthrie, Natalie Morales, and Willie Geis. Now, his overzealousness led anchors to complain to the head of NBC, eventually leading to his dismissal. Here's some more gossip. Amid all of this turmoil, NBC News chief over at the network staged an Al Roker intervention this week. What is that, you say? Well, apparently the brass at NBC was fed up with all the silly things that Al Roker would say during his weather segments on the Today Show. So he was summoned into a meeting and ordered to start thinking before he speaks following a series of cringeworthy live gaffes.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what Al Roker is there for? Is because he's silly and fun?
Well, I guess so, but apparently...
That's his whole purpose.
It's his thing, right? His shtick. Well,
right.
He insulted a woman by asking if her husband was her father. That was one that was not very good
terrible.
On TV.
Yeah. I've never asked. You never hear me talk to any women about their weight or problems with their spouse. You never hear me do anything like that. Never.
He also told
their BPR.
Never.
He also told another mother in the crowd in the plaza on October 15th that her crying baby looked like Japanese anime. He also famously joked about Ann Curry during a 2012 chat with Olympic rowers who said the crew throws a teammate into the water after a win. Al snorted, which is different than our tradition, which is to throw one of us under the bus. But that's another story. Apparently, Al took the comments to heart and is now playing ball with NBC.
That's hysterical. That's why everybody loves Al.
I know. He's just like out there. He's kind of like a Biden, you know, sort of. All right, Fox has set the return for the sixth and final season of Glee. It will return on January 9th, which is a Friday, a two-hour premiere starting at 8 p.m., and then it moves to its standard home Fridays at 9 on January 16th. It's a 13-episode run over 11 weeks that will have a two-hour series finale on March 20th, so you can catch that if you're a fan of the show Glee. Now, Breaking Bad has spun off into a show called Better Call Saul, and it's going to make its special two-night premiere on Sunday, February 8th and Monday the 9th. Both episodes air at 10 p.m. Eastern. From then on, the show airs
Monday
night
at 10.
What network
is it on?
HBO.
Oh, is it? Okay. Good.
Isn't it? Or AMC? Oh, is it AMC? Where was Breaking Bad? God, I'm the worst TV reporter ever.
Yeah. Where was it? Was it AMC?
I'm the worst TV reporter ever because I didn't watch Breaking Bad. AMC, there you go. So it'll air on that same network. Mm-hmm. TBS has that bad news if you're a fan of Sullivan and Son. They've closed the doors for good. It was a family-owned Pittsburgh bar. It's been canceled after three seasons, according to TVGuide.com. Mm-hmm. Good news if you are a fan of the show Parks and Recreation. Parks and Rec is bringing back Rob Lowe and Rashida Jones. They're going to return for the seventh and final season. That's good news. Always bringing the show full circle.
Are the Rob Lowe commercials the funniest thing
they
you've
are
ever
awkwardly
seen?
Whatever Rob Lowe.
Hysterical.
Yes. Very funny.
All right, so what's the story with American Idol? When does that start?
That's going to start Wednesday, January 7th.
Always starts after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay.
The premiere dates for American Idol and the drama Empire.
And all of the people who wanted Dallas to stay.
People are trying online, but no.
It doesn't work.
Big fail. Epic fail.
All right, well, listen, been around for a long time anyway.
Bring JR back.
JR, that's right, bring him back.
That'll save it.
51 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Getting away, if you will. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. There always are stories floating around the travel sites, and not necessarily on bestfares.com, but there are people who speculate. Tom has said here, he's told you any number of times what the best day of the week is to actually buy your tickets. Let's see how people are doing in that department just a moment as we present ideas on how maybe even at the last minute you can get to where you need to go for Thanksgiving.
It's horrible. I tried it the other day. It didn't
hopeless.
Work. Tom, you're a failure.
I don't know if he's a failure, but let's find out in a moment.
Get mean.
Richie, you're not going to get anywhere if you're mean to him. You've got to be nice to him in order to get the good
that
deal.
What it is?
That's the real
Hey, Tom.
The real work. Hey, Tom, isn't it sweet to have you here?
You're see-through.
Yeah. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com up next here on Good Day.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Traveling is one of our most precious, prized possessions. I think it's one of the great opportunities, whether you're going for business or for fun, to see what's going on not only around the rest of the country, but around the rest of the world. So if you're looking for a trip that is leisure or if it's business, there are those people who run their own businesses that are looking for the best day of the week to buy a ticket because it's their money, not the big man in the corner's money. And if you're trying to take a vacation with your family, best day of the week to buy a ticket is not Sunday, Tom.
No. Actually, there was a report that came out a few weeks ago, and the media ate it up. Right. Saying, it was the average ticket was $434 for everybody to fly. Mm. And you think how many times you complain.
No matter where they're going, $434 is that's a lot of money. Where do people come up? And yet all the planes are filled.
Yeah,
and it doesn't seem like there are fewer planes. The schedules seem to be keeping up, although you have to go through, I'm finding it now, there are a lot of these with consolidation, you got to go through hubs. We're back to that again and wasting lots of time and the fares. I told you the story about going to Cleveland. There used to be 5 or 6 flights a day on Continental from Boston to Cleveland. U.S. Air went. Now there's 1 a day since United took over Continental. 1 a day on a small plane, and the average price for one way is $600. Used to be you could do the round trip in $230, $240, like that.
That system, that route, that Continental's dropping. United is now dropping. Cleveland as a hub, and they're just removing flights.
So they just kind of who's going to take fill in the void? Southwest.
Nobody's really going to take up the void. We did see Frontier go in,
mm-hmm.
and you have to remember though, Frontier, Allegiant, and Spirit. If you do not prepay for your bag, it can be up to $100 at the gate.
Right. What about JetBlue? Aren't they fiddling and fussing? I saw news releases about how they were changing their seat configurations, and there was a lot of bad publicity aimed at them.
Yeah,
and then
well,
they came out
terrible.
With...
JetBlue actually has an average of 34-inch pitch. American Airlines, Delta, United have about 30 to 31.
Right.
Spirit has an average of 28 inches, and their seats don't even recline in the back of the plane.
Right.
JetBlue has to do this because the other guys are making a lot of money, so they're going to take a few seats out. They're going to have about 15 seats in there. It's going to take about an inch and a half from each person. They're also going to start charging for the first bag for the very first time if you buy the cheapest airfares. And that's just going to leave the only airline in America that has one free check or two check free jet bags will be
Southwest
Airlines.
Yep.
So, that's supposed to make them, just that one move alone, supposed to make them $400 million.
Ugh. All right. So what is the best day of the week to buy a ticket?
I think still Tuesdays when the airfares, 80% of the airfares still start on a Tuesday. That doesn't mean I'm going to win the bet every time. Yep. And I also think you should probably, since they usually go Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I would say late Tuesday and early, maybe Wednesdays and Thursdays would be a better day. Weekends, we can find deals. Like this weekend right now, we've got a place like Boston that came to him for $299 around.
$299.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.